shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, LKN. 7:06. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Week's come and gone.
We did it.
We made it.
We got through this week.
Huzzah!
Yay.
Big announcement today. We told you yesterday. We teased it. We said, hey, contest coming.
It's coming, and today's the day.
Today's the day.
It is a big day today.
It's here today. Do you want to tell people about the contest?
Can I tell people?
You can tell anybody you want.
Okay.
Because now you can.
Now I can.
Yeah.
So
usually I'm the one who spoils, but
today,
hey, go
ahead. Today, we are launching the Teacher of the Month contest. So yesterday we talked about, you know, Demi's a teacher, my whole family, everybody's teachers. We love teachers. And it's just something that's really special to us. And the teachers, especially in our community, are just really special to us, what they do and all the hard work that they put in for sometimes not a lot of thanks, not a lot of money. So we just want to say thank you to them. And we're doing that with our Teacher of the Month contest. So it is a collaboration with LKN Memes and Good Morning LKN.
Woo!
Yes, we're doing this together. And every month, we're going to have one teacher that gets selected.
One.
From
Uno.
The nominations. And to nominate, the way you do it is you go to our Instagram.
Yes.
You can go to LKN Memes Instagram. You can go to WSSE Instagram.
Yes.
And you can look at the link in the profile and you can nominate your teacher. And it's very easy to do. You just put their name,
no
your name.
No cost.
No, it doesn't cost you anything. No purchase necessary.
No, and you can go to wsicnews.com. I did add it to the top
it's
navigation.
On the website as well.
Teacher of the Month.
Yeah.
Boom.
So easy to do.
And it's just a way to say thank you.
Yeah.
Because teachers, for most part, it's pretty a thankless job.
Yes, definitely.
And this is, and I know this because I'm one of the thankless people that where I drop my, when my, we drop our children off and say, go ahead. Have a good day. And then 14 hours later, I come back and I pick them up. And how was our day? It was really good. And that's thanks to the teachers yeah. in our kids' lives. So,
but we're not only saying thank you to these teachers. We're giving them prizes, too.
Oh, yeah. No, they actually get some.
Yeah, they get prizes, too. So your prizes are going to be a $50 gift card from Nina's Boutique.
Ooh.
So you can dress just like me every day. If you like the way that I dress. But if you don't, she's got other options.
Is she
there
bringing
too.
Nina in today or no?
Elizabeth is going to be here today.
Right, but is Elizabeth bringing Nina?
No, because
Nina's
not.
Her daughter.
Nina's her daughter.
See,
Nina has
I
to go to school.
I
she's coming
that.
After school drop off, so I'm saying no.
Okay.
So Elizabeth will be here today.
Okay.
And we also have Jasmine. Jasmine from Brighter Smiles is going to be here. And the other, so two prizes. The other
Brighter
prize,
Smiles of Davidson.
Davidson. You get a free gentle whitening treatment.
Gentle whitening treatment.
Which, who doesn't want whiter teeth? I'm a little bit like, I might do the interview like this today.
I just let it blend. It's the shade. I just keep the coffee cup
I would
right
say I have my coffee here, which is probably not good for your teeth either.
And those are two prizes to start for the first round. Now, this is the thing. It will continue to evolve.
Yes.
There will be more community partners that come forward that want to support.
We can add more prizes. We may even do a Teacher of the Year with a big prize. We may.
We're not saying we're going to, but we may. Tease. The thing that Bill pointed out to me, though, is we may appear to be a little sexist on the Teacher of the Month contest currently.
We may.
Bueller.
Dudes, we are thinking of you as well, dude teachers, because there are dude teachers.
Yes, male.
Like
teachers.
There are dude nurses.
Yes,
those exist.
There are dude radio hosts.
There's dude radio hosts.
There's girl radio.
There's chick radio hosts. We're everywhere. There's
guys are everywhere.
We're all everywhere.
Yeah, so we're working on some. Not that Nina, you know, like, hey, spoil your lady with your Nina.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
hey, now.
Brighter Smiles is a unisex.
You
one.
Can that anybody is a unisex can do that. One. But yes, we will be adding other prizes as time goes on. But
and I say that.
Stay tuned.
I really wanted to clarify that more because of when they go to the Teacher of the Month sign-up form, which again can be found on the Instagram, both WSIC and LKN Memes, as well as WSICnews.com just at the top if you click Teacher of the Month. You're going to see the silhouette-like person that has no face, and that wasn't anywhere intentional of being
It's a female silhouette.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Could be a dude with long hair.
Maybe we'll do another one and we'll just add a guy in there.
Side by side?
Yeah.
Like two together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
We could do that too.
So, not that I needed
really
clarity. I just felt like it was just.
But we appreciate all teachers, male and female. I would say educators too. I don't think you have to be a teacher to win this. You could be a principal, a guidance counselor. I think anybody who
could nominate like Superintendent Dr. Jeff
no,
James.
No, I would say no to that okay. one. No, that would get disqualified.
Sorry, Dr. James. Sorry. But no. We do appreciate you.
We do appreciate you, but no, you can't win.
Sorry.
I think any of the educators are eligible for the
teacher assistants.
Teacher assistants, yeah.
Guidance counselors?
What if you have a bus driver you love? You know, those people work hard too.
Well, that okay.
They're I'm just
maybe make up the rules as you go. I'm not going to say no. I do it too. I make up rules throughout the day.
And you'll get the biggest prize is that we'll recognize you here.
Should
on
we
the
throw
show.
Government workers into this too? Should apply for teacher no. loans just in general, just
no,
full category?
No, no. Okay. I'm going to draw the line somewhere. But I'll say, you'll get recognized on the show, and you'll be the coolest teacher in your school that month, too.
And it's not we're not forcing teachers to come on the show if they don't want to. There are plenty of people, especially teachers, who listen and enjoy being in the background, just enjoy the fun-loving camaraderie that is that takes place here each morning. And you don't have to come on the show. That's not going to be the point. We really just want
to honor you don't have to come on the show. If you want to, you can, but we will give you a shout-out on the show.
Oh, we're definitely going to give you a shout-out. Yeah. Definitely going to give a shout-out.
Be recognized.
And the school.
And the school.
We want to shout out the schools too, because we appreciate schools
and the people that nominate them too. If they would like, a shout out as well.
If that gets more points, like as again the spouse, as if I have an opportunity to get praise to my spouse, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
that's a good win. Wow. So that's it. We're ready to go home. That's it. That's the only thing for today.
Big day.
We made the announcement. All right, everybody, have a great day.
See you Monday. Play the music.
No, he's not going to play the music.
And so we're going to have Jasmine from Brighter Smiles.
Oh, yeah, they're coming in today.
Yep, we're going to have Jasmine at 7:30 and Elizabeth from Nunez Boutique around 8:30.
Do you think Jasmine has like really white teeth?
Oh, yeah.
I've not met her yet.
I've met her, yes. She has very white teeth.
Oh!
Yeah.
And you can be on your way to that if you're a teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
By registering on the Teacher of the Month giveaway contest.
That's it.
Who doesn't like the idea of like being at the party with the whitest teeth in the
world? Oh, yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. I always notice that because mine are not.
So you're a teeth stare?
I'm just impressed. I'm just always impressed. I think I've told you earlier, like I'm impressed with people who seem like they have it all together because I do not.
Wow, they're faking it really good today. Like, you see them faking it over there?
No, I don't think that they're faking it. I assume that they have it all together.
Wow.
You have white teeth, your lawn is clean, your garage is organized. I assume that everything in your life is perfect.
Did you hear they even got a new puppy?
Oh, man. That's a big jump.
That's when your life falls apart at that moment.
That's for sure. That's when I'm like, no, you do not have it all together.
I take it back, actually. Should have got a cat. Is that the one time it's okay to get it instead of cat versus a puppy?
I think so.
Although our cat, we didn't have a kitten. She was 9 months already, so we didn't go through the, like, I don't think she's still a kitten in 9 months. I don't know how cat years work.
I don't know. I don't
Is cat
know.
Years like same as dog years? Seven to one type
That's
thing?
Interesting. That's an interesting question. I got all excited.
Over the cat or the...
I don't know. Just the whole day.
In general, because it's Friday. That's
my words twisted.
We like Friday. We will hear from Jeff from iCats, rideicats.com, alternative transportation. Word of the day. We're going to have word of the day?
Yeah,
of course. All right. Of course. I just didn't know if something changed. I didn't know if, you know, something happened or...
Nothing changed.
Nothing new. Again, Jasmine from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Also going to have Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique in. We will hear from Joe Berg as well. At some point. Hey, did you see there's a new brewery in Charlotte that they announced that they're doing this new brew. It's I'm pretty sure it's called Poo Brew, but we'll figure it out.
Ooh.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Friday to you. Again, if you missed the announcement, Teacher of the Month contest going on. WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram. WSICnews.com. If you click Teacher of the Month at the top, simple registration form. Do you know a teacher in your life? Do you know of is there a teacher taking care of your kids, somebody else's kids, was a kid?
You ever had a teacher?
Had a kid, any of that stuff.
Any of that stuff.
You nominate the teacher and then they win prizes.
Yeah.
$50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique in Cornelius. gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Both of them will be in later. By both, I mean Jasmine of Brighter Smiles of Davidson and Elizabeth of Nina's Boutique, to talk about this wonderful opportunity to partner in the community and show some love to some teachers. So
that's right. And now, I'm working on getting it posted right now.
You're doing your thing.
Meta did it.
Well, while you do that, let me tell you about this. So I see a post yesterday from our guy Joe Bruno. Oh, wait. I forgot about Trent.
Poor Jeff.
That is so rude of me.
We appreciate Jeff, too.
I got so caught up. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, sir? Maybe we lost Jeff. We did lose Jeff? Okay. Okay. So we'll get Jeff back here in a minute. Sorry. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute. No doubt Jeff is doing something on them streets. That may have been on me, as far as maybe Jeff heard me talk about something else. And he said, whatever, I'm out of here.
And he didn't left. He didn't feel recognized.
He'll call back. Oh, here we go. He's getting him on the phone. Here, I'll go ahead and give you a little tease to what after traffic and after word of the day, what we'll be talking about.
What's that?
Poo-brew.
Well, I cannot wait for that.
That is going to be just a dandy
so
time. That is going to be a great time to discuss that. And I think we got Jeff loading up here in the hopper, and we're going to find out what's going on these streets. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, happy Friday to you, sir.
Oh, man, we've made it. Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound and northbound, there's pockets of heavy congestion, but traffic is flowing. There's no accidents to report at this time. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, haven't heard of any issues, so looks like we're on a good start to the Friday.
We like that, Jeff. Any plans for the weekend?
Oh, yeah. I've got some friends. We're getting together tonight and having a game night, and it's going to be Mexican food night. So my wife is making up some Hatch green chili rellenos.
Okay. That sounds like a party time, Jeff. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, sir. A little walkie-talkie action going on there. Figure we'd let Jeff do his job there for a little bit. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Today's Friday, the day they go to Hickory. So if you want to go to Hickory from Iredell County, it's only a dollar each way. They pick you up from your door, a dollar to get there, a dollar to get back.
Bada bing, bada boom. Wasn't that one of the
top places
top
to
places
live in
to
North
live,
Carolina?
Yeah, if you want to see it.
Top 12.
Yeah.
Not ranked.
Within top 12?
In the top.
Top 12 in the bucket.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Bird is a winner.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day on this wonderful Friday, March the 8th. Word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest happening April 25th. Through the 28th,
yeah.
Justin, what do you have for me in the lineup?
Well,
Wagon Wheel?
Written by Hootie?
No.
Wait, that's Old Crow Medicine Show.
There we go.
They're the headliner, but there are two other, you know, groups that are going to be there.
Probably more.
Yeah, there's probably like 100. Newfound Gap? And Roan Street Ramblers. You're going to want to check them out.
I'm with it. I can't wait. We will see you there again April 25th through the 28th. Thank you so much, Merlefest. Today's word of the day, it's kind of a silly word. Today's word of the day is conciliatory.
Conciliatory.
Because it has...
a fun word to say.
Consigliere.
Conciliatory.
Conciliatory. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I can get on board. It's an adjective?
Yeah.
So it describes.
Sure. It describes.
So you could be conciliatoriacious.
No.
No.
You can't conjugate.
Conciliatory.
Now I can't conjugate adjectives?
No.
When did that happen?
Today. Okay. Today I made the rule. You can't.
I like
it.
Made me
Maybe
put it down.
A rule
She's a line
today.
Drawer today.
It's a spicy kind of day today.
I like it. I like it. Conciliatory. Would you like to hear it in a sentence or two?
Please, if you wouldn't mind, sir, I'd really appreciate that.
I took Amanda's invitation to dinner as a very conciliatory gesture.
Kind? Crusty?
I like kind. I'm going to say, like, friendly, agreeable is the definition. Mm. Friendly or agreeable.
Mm. It's always good to be conciliatory-acious to my friends.
No doubt.
friendly. Even we should be conciliatory to our non-friends.
That is true.
Just to prove the point.
Except that's not a word, but yes.
Just to slap them in the brain.
Conciliatory. Thank you.
Conciliatory. That's a fun word to say.
It's silly. It's got silly in there.
Conciliatory.
You know what else is silly? Poo brew. The idea of it.
You've been excited about this. Tip of the tongue.
I saw it last night and I said, how am I going to set this one up?
No.
Poo brew really is sticking out in my mind. I started with it and ended with it.
Tell me about this.
All right. It's really called Renew Brew.
Renew
Brew.
Poo brew.
Brew ha ha. Poo ha ha. So Charlotte Water, Town Brewing, Xylem. If I'm saying that right, mm-hmm. teamed up to create Renew Brew, the Carolina's first beer brewed with an ultra-sustainable recycled water. Recycled water. So Charlotte Water provided, and I'm looking on Twitter right now, Joe Bruno doing the hard work for us. Charlotte Water provided the source water from Charlotte's water McDowell wastewater treatment plant. So from the McDowell wastewater treatment plant, the Xylem technology and expertise made QC water possible. Post-plant polishing treatment equipment and oversight of additional treatment operations. So shout out to all of the people whose piping flows into the McDowell wastewater treatment. What you have eaten has subsequently contributed to the wonderfulness that is Renew Brew now being brewed out of Charlotte.
I'm sure there's people that will fit into this idea here.
That are on board with Poo Brew?
But the word Renew Brew just turns me off immediately.
Completely?
Yeah. To me, it gives like...
Let me get one of them backwash brews.
Recycled, yeah. Recycled just beer. Like, we put all the cups that were like almost empty into a thing. And, well, isn't that something you just call it? Like, you put all whatever's left into a cup and drink it.
Well, we do that with our cereal in our house and call that house blend. But yeah, I don't think that's the same as this.
That's the image that I get, though.
Yeah.
But good for them. I know that there's people that will absolutely
I'll take
love
a
this.
Sixer.
QC Water is a sustainable source of clean water derived from recycled wastewater using state-of-the-art carbon filtering, reverse osmosis, not to be confused with regular osmosis, and advanced oxidation, ozone plus ultraviolet treatment. So basically they went to Hotworks, poured the brew out inside of there for the ultra red, then ran it through some filters, coffee filters here at Studio C, and then bada bing, bada boom, Renew Poo
Brew. Hope they remember to put the filters in.
That's the question, right?
Wow.
There's some people who struggle with that. I'm not naming names or calling anybody out, but yeah, some people do, and by anybody, I'd be myself. QC Water was tested for more than 150 potential contaminants. Is that enough contaminants that possibly come out of people's
It's got to be more piping? Than 150. There has to be. They tested for 150. The rest of them, they're like, eh, it'll be all right.
There's like more than 150 ingredients in like dinner. So surely there's more than that in the actual testing phases, I would imagine. Mm. Does this get any better, or is this, what do you think? If 6 months from now, are we talking about Renew Brew still in a positive light?
Yeah, man. No, I'm happy they're innovating.
No, I like people shooting shots. Don't
get
me wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's somebody who's going to absolutely think this is the best thing ever.
I mean, this could go viral just by the marketing attempt of it. You know, if done right. You know, hey, bring in a. We'll reach out to them and see, and then I'll try one. I don't drink beer though, so that's my safeguard.
Yeah, I don't like beer, so it wouldn't help. I wouldn't even know if it was good because I don't like it.
What would normally be highly treated effluent is that?
Effluent
is that?
I don't know. I'm trying. To
I know
see where
affluent,
you might see that.
But effluent. Biggest paragraph in the middle. From the WWTP again. That is the McDowell Wastewater Treatment Plant discharged into a nearby creek. Has now taken one step further to become a water source for beer. QC Water exceeds all pathogen reduction requirements and the Environmental Protection Agency guidelines.
Well, we made it through the Black Plague and all that stuff, so.
So this is just introducing.
It's just helping your immune system.
Yeah. We're getting stronger.
This is a herd immunity concept? Is that what this is? Is this a backdoor herd immunity concept?
Yeah.
I don't know how big that herd's going to be.
Is the EPA the one we should look to for this? Is that the same EPA Environmental Protection Agency. I'm not so much worried about the environment as my own body.
My inner environment. What about my temple?
Your personal environment.
I need a TPA, my temple protection agency.
Isn't this more like a FDA situation looking at maybe more than? You got to have a license.
Good point. Yeah,
you
good
gotta,
point.
They should
point.
Have involved the FDA in this, yeah.
Let me ask them, because more government. I've always said it. Government's the best managers in the world. Shout out to those who watched the State of the Union last night. More than guidelines for the Safe Drinking Water Act. So as far as I know, there is no poo particles in this brew. None.
As far as you know.
I haven't had any.
Well, not in the pale ale. Now, I don't know if you start getting into like some of those amber lagers.
What about the darker ones?
The stouts? Yeah. The stouts?
You can hide anything in there.
Right. You gotta be careful, you know? It's got a little filter where you open it.
I'll give it a try.
It's in your neck of the woods now.
You test it for us, Bill. You let us know.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, Renewbrew. There you go. Made from locally sourced poo water. There you go. Jasmine with Brighter Smiles at Davidson. You might need brighter smiles after you drink one. She's coming in talking about Teacher of the Month. And we've got Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique coming in later talking about Teacher of the Month. The Teacher of the Month giveaway contest brought to you by us.
Everybody.
For all the teachers.
Yeah.
You can sign them up. You win a $50 gift certificate to Nina's. And you win a gentle whitening treatment.
That's it.
From Brighter Smiles. Coming back.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Joan Doniger, Bloomberg Radio.
That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 7:34 on this Friday. Glad we made it through the week. And an exciting day because we have announced our new contest, Teacher of the Month. And it's brought to you by Brighter Smiles and Nina's Boutique.
That's right.
And WSIC and LKN Memes and the whole community.
All of us.
Because it's about giving back to people who take care of my children when I drop them off and I don't have to worry about it. Well, I should worry about it though, right? Because we shouldn't just drop our kids off like it's a play place.
But we know that these teachers are taking care of our kids every day.
To levels that relationships, in actuality, teachers sometimes have deeper relationships with their kids than parents do.
Sometimes, because of the amount
of time being spent together. Yeah. But Jasmine's joining us right now from Brighter Smiles. How are you, Jasmine?
I'm well, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, first off, for supporting the teachers.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
That's amazing. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from South Florida originally?
Yep. Well, born and raised in New Jersey and then...
New Jersey?
Yep. And then South Florida for 15, 16 years.
That's a jump.
Yes. And now I'm a halfback, so...
Is that what it's... That's the phraseology.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yep. Okay. Yep. So...
I learn new things on the show each day. So.
It's always good, right?
So what brought you to North Carolina?
Just wanted a kind of more wholesome environment for my kids to grow up in. Mm-hmm. You know, Florida's great. You know, you can only take so much of the beach. And I didn't want my kids growing up in that kind of South Florida environment.
Okay.
But really love having them here in North Carolina. We love hiking. We love paddleboarding, all that type of stuff.
Having fun on the lake. There you go.
Oh, yes, always.
Now, Brighter Smiles is located in Birkdale Landing in Huntersville.
Correct.
So right near... Is it in... What's the name of the pizza place? Inizio?
Inizio Pizza, Inizio.
Yeah.
Right next to Clean Juice.
Yep.
Jason's
right next
Deli,
to Clean
all that stuff
yep.
right there. That's a popping little spot right now.
It is, but we don't have to deal with the parking problems of Birkdale Village, so that's always good.
There you go. So if the teachers get nominated, again, WSIC News' Instagram, LKN Memes' Instagram, WSICnews.com, there's a form to fill out for Teacher of the Month. And when they fill it out, then they're going to get a free gentle whitening treatment if they are selected. Can you tell us about the gentle whitening treatment? And I'm saying it like this because it's gentle.
Yes, absolutely. So the gentle whitening treatment, it gets them about 8 to 10 shades whiter in just the 60 minutes. Come in, it's a very spa-like environment. You get a neck pillow, a blanket, leg bolsters, nice comfy leather chairs. Can catch up on Love is Blind or your favorite show.
Oh,
how you're
right.
Yep. We all love it, I know. And then it takes 60 minutes and you're done. No major issues or aftercare or anything that you have to follow, except stay away from anything really dark or staining for 2 days.
What's the typical cost for someone who wants a gentle treatment?
It's
$120. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very affordable.
Loving them teachers, though. Yeah. My goodness.
Great gift for the teachers. But yes, it's also very affordable, too. And you also offer some options, too, for packages and things like
that,
too.
We do, yes. Yeah. We have memberships for people that want to maintain their brightest white smile. Mm. We also, if you guys need a little bit more TLC with the teeth, we have an extreme whitening, which is double the potency of our gentle whitening.
People's gums be hurting and stuff like that?
Nope,
like that?
All
okay,
good,
all right,
yep.
Just checking.
Trust me. Check out the reviews on Google. Everybody is super happy and so much better than using Crest White strips. You'll spend probably the same amount as using a whole box of Crest White strips, and you can just get it done in 1 hour rather than, you know, prolong it over several weeks.
So you've got two kids, you said, in school.
Yes.
So is there, how important in your life are teachers then?
Oh, very important. I mean, they're with my kids 8 hours a day, and they go through so much, and they do and give so much to our kids, you know, and then go home and deal with their own stuff. Mm. So it's just super important for us to support them.
So talk to me about the process of Brighter Smiles. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the space, and what's that been like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just started in Huntersville in October. Prior to that, we were doing mainly mobile, which we still continue to do.
Ooh.
Yes. So we will come to your home, set up, tear down everything. You'll be, you know, fresh, brightest white in an hour.
Next time we have you back, I know what we're going to be doing on the radio.
The mobile, yeah. I've seen you even do parties, like whitening parties, like bachelorette parties or girls' night.
Oh, that's a smart move.
Yeah. Jazz night. You guys want to have a whitening party?
Heck yeah. Yeah, Bill, let's get a whitening party going on, bro. We'll bring Rob. Yes.
Yeah, we do a lot. You know, I've done in one party, I've done about 16 people. So, you know, sometimes we'll bring in IVs or mini facials, mini massages, make it a whole spa experience.
So this can be a whole, unlimited potential here.
Yes, absolutely. And I know everybody in the industry.
I was going to say, you probably have other partners in the community that you guys kind of work together with,
definitely,
too.
Definitely, absolutely.
So the typical experience for somebody when they walk in the door, you mentioned the spa-like. Mm-hmm. They're going to have the neck pillow alone sounds enough to me.
I mean, I've been in there.
You have?
Yes, it is a very nice, calming environment, too. Yeah.
What is it then, the process? Do you have to have an appointment? Can they just come by? What's that like?
Well, we do accept walk-ins when available. I will say lately it has been booking up fairly quickly, so I do recommend trying to book an appointment ahead of time. We can take 3 people at a time, so if you want to bring in your significant other, your mother, your sister, whoever, we can do everybody's whitening at the same time.
And where should they, if they want to book online, what's the best way to do that?
So you can search us through Google, or you can go to our Instagram at brightsmiles_Davidson. Takes you to a booking link there. Unfortunately, our booking link is just way too long to be able to
put that all out for you. So if you search Brighter Smiles
at
Davidson, if you go brightersmiles_Davidson on Instagram, then there's the link in the bio there.
Yes.
Now, it's called Brighter Smiles with Davidson. You're in Huntersville. Mm-hmm. Is this like a franchise kind of play?
We're definitely hoping to get there.
Okay.
You know, just getting through all the kinks and, you know, of a brand new growing business. So hoping to get started with that in the next couple of years.
So was it just your idea to start Brighter Smiles? Is that what it's been like?
I love teeth whitening. I've always done it myself. And I just think, you know, your smile is one of the first things you present yourself to the world with. It should really leave a lasting impression.
What was it like for you in starting the business? Like, what was that process like? Was this your first, like, test at entrepreneurship?
Yeah, your background's not in dental care.
Nope, not at all. So that's the thing. I really wanted to bring something, affordability, ease of access, and really great results. And I just found that, you know, when I went to go try to get my teeth whitened here, it wasn't possible. I mean, it was, but not to the level that I'm used to.
And not the ease and convenience.
Exactly.
What's the level you're used to? Like, just people pouring bleach on your teeth? Or, like, what's the level? Like, when you say that, I'm kind of nervous.
Results.
Right? Okay,
results.
Gotcha. Okay.
So everything that we use is FDA approved. Mm. It's safe and effective. So does not damage your enamel. I test it on myself all the time. Everything that I use on my clients, I use on myself as well.
Perks of the gig.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then also I've been trained under a dentist to be able to do teeth whitening. I wasn't really interested to become a dental hygienist. I'm not really interested in cleaning people's teeth, just making them look pretty. So,
way back in the day, I went once with my dad to a teeth whitening place, and they use like that blue light thing. Mm-hmm. Is that still
a
thing?
Yep, that's still a
part
thing.
Of the process.
But we use the best gel on the market now.
So,
yes. Not going to share the
Don't do that.
I think the benefit too, you said coming from South Florida, right? Like that's probably the mecca of teeth whitening.
It definitely
is.
Yeah. Tan skin and white teeth.
Right.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
You got trained in the best area. You saw everything there was to see and then you brought it here.
Yes.
High
exactly.
standards.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
We definitely do.
Because they're like, oh, you got them Tennessee teeth right now. Right? Like when you go down to South Florida, they know. They
Tell
know.
You, if you want somebody to whiten your teeth, somebody from South Florida is the way to go.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
So what's it been like in the local community then? You mentioned the bookings are continuing to go up and everything. Are people around here appreciating and understanding the thought and desire to have white teeth? Is that because South Florida might, right? But what's that like here locally, Lake Norman?
Oh, no, definitely. Men, women, all ages from, I would say, 13 all the way up to 65, 70. Everybody's been really interested, happy with their results, happy to come back for their touch-ups, and that's why we're just continuing to grow, is because not only are we just reaching new people, but everybody that we are doing treatments for, they're just coming back.
And so what are your hours? So if it's by appointment, can I do 9 a.m. on a Sunday or no? Is that not?
Sunday is the only day you cannot book one.
Okay.
So we are available on the weekends. We do evening appointments too on certain days. So we like to be accommodating. I know everybody works. So sometimes you want to get something done at 6 o'clock at night. We will be there to accommodate. Not every single day, but, got to have a home life too.
By appointment. That's right.
By appointment. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Jasmine. We appreciate you. Thank you for supporting the Teacher of the Month contest brought to you by Brighter Smiles of Davidson and Nina's Boutique. Jasmine here with us, Brighter Smiles of Davidson. You can find them brightersmiles_Davidson or just Google Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Book your appointment. $120 value for a teacher that wins.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Pretty good,
That's
right
amazing,
there.
That's amazing, yeah.
That is very cool.
Thank you so much for being
And the
part
mobile
of this
parties, the kind of catering style teeth
kind of
whitening.
Options.
That's new right
Gotta
there.
Gotta do it.
We're going to have Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Again, Teacher of the Month. Go to WSIC News' Instagram. Go to LKN Memes' Instagram. Go to WSICnews.com. Register the teachers in your life to win the contest. It doesn't cost you anything but a second to fill out the form.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Come back, fam.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:48 on this Friday. Thank you again to Jasmine and Brighter Smiles of Davidson for sponsoring the Teacher of the Month contest, the monthly contest where you as a teacher, if you get registered, you get a chance to win.
That's
and
right.
So if you know a teacher, if you are a teacher, you can register yourself.
Oh,
if
sure.
you're a teacher.
Sure you can.
Because sometimes,
if you're your favorite teacher, sure you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do it WSIC News' Instagram, LKN Memes' Instagram, WSICnews.com. All of those places have the link for you to get to the Teacher of the Month contest sign-up form. And if you enter to win, we will draw monthly a winner. And again, you get a $120 value from Brighter Smiles for a free gentle whitening treatment. And you also get a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. So you can come out flossing and stunting.
That's right. You're going to look great.
That was two terms the kids
use. Those
are
great. Great terms. Good job.
Children TV show, speaking of kids. So when I was a kid, I think back to some of the shows that I watched. It was a big Nickelodeon era for me. I was part of that Nickelodeon era. Hey Arnold, Doug Funny, SpongeBob SquarePants was Nickelodeon too, right?
I think so, yeah.
I'm trying to think even deeper behind that. Power Rangers was also big for me as a kid.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw the creator of Dragon Ball Z died. Did you ever watch Dragon Ball Z?
No, I have no idea what that is. I saw the tweet.
You don't know what Dragon Ball Z is?
No clue. No idea. People are upset
about
it.
You don't know who Goku is?
No clue. This is like, I feel like you're
Gohan.
Gohan?
No, this is back to the
Ohio Gozaimasu.
Piccolo.
This is back to the Pokemon.
It's very similar to Pokemon. Well, and I didn't even mention Pokemon, but this, I think Dragon Ball Z was pre-Pokemon.
Is it the same kind of thing or different?
Not the same kind of
not
thing.
Not cards
as Pokemon.
And things.
Not the same, but from the same territory of creation, Asia. It's anime.
Okay.
So that's the, but as far as like the connection of the stories, absolutely no connection.
No, no, no.
Whatsoever.
I was asking, is it the same thing? Like Pokemon is cards, right? So it's the same thing as like card trading, and then they made a show about it, or is it its own thing? It has nothing
to
do with
that.
It's its own thing. It lived its own life.
All right. Yes. I have no idea. Never heard of it.
I want to say no, Dragon Ball Z didn't have cards, but I'm sure there was some type of collectible game. There obviously was collectibles for Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not they had a card game, I would assume they probably did at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did it grow to the fame of Pokemon?
So not the same as that. But I've never heard of it until today, and everybody's upset about it. And I'm like, sorry for your loss. I've never heard of this show ever.
See, you being just a twinge older than me,
and
I would expect... Okay, the girl factor.
And I only have sisters.
I think it's more the...
It's the female part?
I only have sisters, and I only have a
daughter.
More
the Shelby girl part.
The Shelby... Shelby didn't have Dragon Ball Z.
It didn't make it that far.
Nah, people in Shelby definitely had Dragon Ball
Z. I'm sure people enjoyed it. I just, never heard of it. I mean, I still don't know. I know that Pokemon exists. I don't know anything about it. You and Bill tried to educate me on it that one day.
Pokemon?
Yeah. It still doesn't make any sense to me. It sounds like you're speaking another language when you talk about it.
I mean, it's a game.
Yeah. I'm sure. But anyway, I'm very, very sorry for your loss.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. If I could equate it to, let's say, boy bands. So you have, you got Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
You got NSYNC. Yeah. And then let's say 98 Degrees.
Gotcha.
The third kind of middle one. I would probably say Backstreet Boys would be Pokemon, NSYNC, Dragon Ball Z, and let's say 98 Degrees, maybe Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, I know
that
you're
makes
like
sense
a,
to me. Thank you for
I know you're like a novice
terms.
Anime guy.
Sure.
As am I.
Yeah.
But you are saying what I can only imagine is just extremely
infuriating
offensive
people. Oh, yeah. To the Dragon
right
Balls.
Now.
Richard Shannon, our digital community, he is flipping his wig right now for me not putting Dragon Ball Z as number one.
Or even just like putting it in the same ballpark.
As Pokemon? You think it's offensive to put it in the same ballpark as Pokemon?
Yeah, they're just not the same.
I'm not saying they're the same. I'm saying the clout of them, again, if I go down to origin.
From like a global scale, popularity.
And it's anime. Okay. It's
now,
anime.
Now, is there the same argument like Pokemon versus Dragon Ball, like NSYNC versus Backstreet?
Yeah,
is there
you
like
see, this is what you
one's
got.
Better,
you
one's
done?
Not? Is,
yeah,
is
no,
it
it's
like
not
that?
Like that at
it's
all.
Not like that.
It
there's
could
no,
be like
there's
that.
There's no like arguments on which one's better.
We could do that now. Which one do you like more, Dragon Ball
Z or
Pokemon?
Which show that you haven't seen do you like more? Or less.
I like the letter Z.
On a scale
Z.
Of 1 to 10.
I like the letter Z, so I'll go with that one.
Yeah.
See, that's usually how I pick things. You got to make some kind of connection.
I don't know.
Well, I woke up and there was a blue sock on the floor. I'm going with that one.
Yep.
That's how life usually goes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
but I think every kid, especially Justin and I's kind of age and really any age, right, has no limits. I think everybody kind of had a composition book where they would try to draw Goku. Or
the hair.
I mean, that was like everybody was an artist at one point drawing Gohan, Goku. I think I used to venture into the dragons. Not like they used to have dragons, but yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I mentioned Lisa Frank the other day, and you had no idea what I was talking about.
I had no idea.
This is I would say that the girl version is
Justin, we got it.
Lisa Frank.
Yeah, we can see it.
You got it?
Yeah. It looks like a little turnip.
Spot on. Man, that looks like a great show.
Wait. Is that a Pokemon or a Dragon Ball?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm just kidding.
I signed it for
Thank
you.
Thank you. Man, I cannot. I'm going to go home and watch it today.
Teacher of the Month, that's coming your way.
Sorry, you were saying as I rudely got up from
the
table.
No, talking
away.
About I was talking about Lisa Frank. You were talking about notebooks and things that you were trying to draw. That's the same. I would equate that to Lisa Frank for girls.
Lisa
it's
Frank
not a
was...
Lisa Frank was like notebooks, Trapper Keeper. I remember the Trapper Keeper. You didn't know what that was either.
What?
Notebooks.
I remember Junie
folders.
B. Jones. Didn't she do notebooks?
I don't know.
Junie B. Jones.
What?
No. Junie B. Jones or Junie?
Junie B. Jones. That's more Katie though. I wasn't into Junie B. Jones. That wasn't
but
a thing
Lisa
for me.
Frank.
Lisa Frank had like
she kept notebooks.
No, she made notebooks. She made like these crazy dolphins. These I'm gonna have to find.
Like in a factory?
No,
like in China.
No, like the way we used to draw in notebooks. This person used to draw
unicorns.
Yes.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. I could try to draw a dolphin too.
It's fine.
No one's asking you to do that. We're just trying to help you understand where you are when you are there.
Just trying to help you.
I can though. I just want it known. I can draw a dolphin.
Lisa Frank.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Okay, that's Lisa Frank.
That's super colorful stuff, right?
Yeah.
The kitties and the dog. Oh, and the bright colors. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
This is why every girl might.
That was like a hot ticket item.
Oh, big ticket item.
Number.
For the girls, yeah.
Oh.
No shows or anything around it. It's just you had to have your Lisa Frank notebooks, pens,
your
pencils.
Kit.
Yes, Trapper Keeper. Yeah.
I could totally see Emmy being on board with that because right now
I'm
she's
buy
in
her some.
Full
they
color phase right now.
Yeah, I'm buying her some of that.
She is like, Daddy, will you color with me? Absolutely, I will. And she just lays on the floor and colors. I bet you that right there would be fire.
She'd love it.
I'm actually going to write that down.
I'm going to pick some up this weekend.
It's still like a readily available?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I bought some on eBay.
eBay. I was going to say, you can always go to eBay. Things last forever.
And call up Emmy. Hey, let's go color together.
She would. She would definitely color. That's one of her favorite things to do. All right, so, this is sad about Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, so that was your favorite cartoon, though?
Yeah, I kind of just had like a moment of sighing right there just because I fell back into my mind about...
No, well. I'm trying to think of what my favorite cartoon was as a kid. I really did just like Looney Tunes. I loved
Looney Tunes was good.
I loved
There was such
Looney
a
Tunes.
Variety on Looney Tunes. That was the cool part about Looney Tunes.
Like, I'm from the generation where like Saturday morning cartoons were like Looney Tunes, and then we went into, this is not a cartoon, but Saved by the Bell.
Ooh.
Man.
That turned weekday, you know, at some point. Like, they did it every day. I used to watch it every morning.
Yeah, but it used to be like the new episodes were on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
Yeah, that California Dreamin'. Oh, man.
California Dreamin'?
That's a good show. It did not last very long, but I liked it better than Saved by the Bell.
Did you watch Wonder Years?
Oh, yeah.
Wonder Years was good.
Yeah, my dad, that was one of his favorite shows.
Wasn't that guy, Wonder Years, his brother was Corey from Boy Meets World?
Weren't
they
correct.
Brothers?
Yeah, that is correct.
Because I remember one episode of Boy Meets World.
The Savages.
Yeah. And yes, there was one episode of Boy Meets World where the guy from Wonder Years, the brother, who is older, was a teacher on Boy Meets World, and Topanga and him had a thing. Anyway, I'm going down a deep old rabbit hole.
We've gone from anime to Boy Meets World, only here on Good Morning OK.
Reviewing TV shows back in the
day. We always end up coming right back to where we started, too.
Food?
Yeah. We haven't talked about food yet.
We actually haven't
7:56.
But now that we have a connection to Jasmine and Brighter Smiles,
I think the...
You can
the
eat and drink whatever
Renew
you want.
Brew took it out of you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is that technically food? I don't know if I want to consider that. I mean, there's particles.
It made you not really want to think about food the way it was being described.
Yeah, if you missed the Renew Poo Brew conversation, you can go back and watch that.
Yeah.
Or just Google Renew Poo Brew, and I'm sure something will
Renew
come
Poo
up.
Brew.
Something will definitely come up, specifically in Charlotte.
I'm going to try it. I'll let you guys know.
Let us know.
It'll be good.
I'm not doubting the taste. They've clearly filtered the taste enough. You add hops to anything, it's going to taste like hops. But it's the testing part of it that has me a little, you know, again, I go back to, is this really an EPA test or an FDA test?
It's a great question. It is a great question.
Do drinks have to go through FDA approval? I don't know how food works.
Well, Food and Drug Administration.
That's exactly where they want you.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
But unless we're going for Environmental Protection Agency on this, again,
Which I
if I just...
think is the shtick that it's like renewable water. Are we low on water? You know, you find out who your real friends are when
you drink
out
of water.
When there's a water shortage.
That's the truth.
Teams form very quickly.
Yeah. Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point. And I want to talk about more food now, but it's hard to go.
It's hard
from,
to make your brain go there.
Yeah.
Renew Brew.
I mean, I have, you know, Peach Cobbler Factor I can always go back to.
Well, we can always go
In
back
my
there.
Mind, I can do that.
You could remind people about the new contest.
What contest?
Teacher of the Month, man. Come
oh,
on
Teacher
now.
Of the Month. That's right. You Brought play. To you by Brighter Smiles of Davidson and Nina's Boutique. Nina's on her way here at 8 o'clock.
Elizabeth's on her way here.
I just like calling her Nina forever. You think she'll be offended by that?
You'll find out.
Was that the Simpsons right there?
No, that was me.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll find out. I'll ask her if it's okay if
You'll,
I call her Nina.
You can ask her. Yeah.
But that's not her name.
I think no, you asked her all of that last time. Her
Did
name
I?
Is Elizabeth.
It's her daughter's name.
She gave
she's
us the origin.
Dropping. Yeah, she's
no,
dropping.
No, I remember the origin story like a comic book. I remember. I just it's
well,
easier to say
here,
Nina.
She's coming here after school drop-off, she said, so she'll be dropping Nina off at
school. At a school, with a teacher.
With a teacher, with her teachers.
And Nina's Boutique is one of the sponsors, presenting sponsors of Teacher of the Month.
That's right.
Full
That's
circle.
Right.
Look, it's a real thing. There's a lot of teachers in our area.
No doubt.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of teachers. And we mentioned this yesterday, but this is open to like public school, private school, charter schools.
All the schools.
And all the counties that we serve here, too. So
yeah, it's quite a few.
Yeah.
So Teacher of the Month, WSICnews.com. Click Teacher of the Month, WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram pages. The links are in the bio. It's free to register. Register your teacher for a chance to win $50 Nina's Boutique, Brighter Smiles, Gentle Whitening.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06 on this Friday. A happy one to you. Justin, Mamie, and Bill just hanging out here early in the morning. The Teacher of the Month contest. Entries are already coming in.
They're coming in hot.
It's free to enter the teacher in your life that you know or you know somebody's teacher. Tell them about it if they want to. The WSIC News Instagram, LKN Memes Instagram, WSICnews.com. If you click Teacher of the Month, you'll see the link. You can just submit the form and you get a chance to win. We spoke with Jasmine of Brighter Smiles of Davidson earlier. Free gentle whitening treatment she'll be giving away each month as part of the contest. And Elizabeth of Nina's Boutique will be giving away a $50 gift certificate every month as well. Way to take care of the teachers in the life.
I know. It's exciting. I love it.
So sign up for that contest. You probably don't want to sign up for another contest that's happening, and that is a potential fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
No, I don't want to sign up for that.
Do you know who Jake Paul is?
Ish.
Is he MMA or is he a boxer?
I've heard the name. If he walked in here, I would not know who that
boxing.
Was.
He's boxing. Pure boxing.
Yeah.
He's got like blonde hair kind of everywhere.
I believe you.
Got a bro.
He's got a bro fro.
What's a bro?
He's got a brother.
Oh, he's got a brother. Yeah. Sorry.
I think they're twins. Or no. Maybe they're not twins. Logan and Paul.
Oh, Logan.
They became popular via.
Wait, Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
I
thought his name was Paul Paul.
They were like YouTube. I almost said Utah. They were YouTube guys in the early get go.
Okay.
And made
nothing to do with fighting.
Nothing to do with fighting. They've since recently, probably about, I don't know, pandemic-ish times, got into the fighting scene.
And now Jake Paul is going to be boxing Mike Tyson?
Mm. Mike Tyson, yes.
How old is Jake Paul, would you say?
27, I think.
Mike Tyson is. He's
57?
He's 57?
I think it's 27 and 57, I think, right? Is that the number?
That does not seem like a fair fight.
I asked, is America ready? Is the world ready to see Mike Tyson get knocked out? Are we really ready for that? I mean, he has been knocked out. He's been knocked out before. Mike Tyson has.
Yes, but when Iron Mike was in his prime and
ain't nobody touching.
And man,
Iron
when he
Mike.
Spars, that's how you want to look.
I mean, check out the video. So I put the video on here. I would say let's not play the audio. Typically, the MMA videos have a little bit more on the audio. But if you're on WSIC News or any of the social platforms. And shout out to the IG Live family. We'll put up this video right here of because there is some history. I guess Jake Paul's first pro fight was a subcard during a Mike Tyson fight. So they have multiple fights. It's not just one fight. They have multiple. He was one of the lesser cards. Mike Tyson still can rock them little shorts, too.
Look at that.
Yeah,
man,
so
knocked
Paul.
Out. But yeah, Mike Tyson is moving. I'm surprised he moves that fast.
He is definitely, that was his thing, was his speed and his power were unmatched at all.
The last Mike Tyson fight I saw when he bit off the guy's ear.
Evander Holyfield.
Yeah.
They're friends now.
Are they?
I think so. Well, at least in the pictures, they act like they're friends.
Guys can do that. They can beat each other up and they'd be best friends.
You talk about having like the card to pull for the rest of your life with somebody. Dude, you bit off my ear.
Yeah.
Like you were coming to my mother-in-law's birthday party this weekend. That is not up for discussion.
You are helping me move.
Yeah. Nah, you're driving the truck. That's, yeah. So Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. Don't know what to expect from it. Going to be a big old purse, though. What do you think? How much money you think's on the table for this fight? And now look at this. North Carolina, FanDuel's DraftKings, if you're into that thing.
Hey, we can bet on it.
I won't because I'll lose.
No, I'm not betting on that.
But you will be able to. In theory, right? Am I saying that wrong?
Yeah,
is that right?
You definitely you can.
It's you just weird to can. Say that. Yeah, no, you can bet on sports now in North Carolina. You know, there was a whole conversation about a horse track or something like that potentially coming.
Coming here?
That's what I'm talking about.
Possibly. I think that would be cool.
I think that'd
be fun. I like to throw some coin at some greyhounds.
Ooh.
Oh, some dog racing. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun too.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting aspect to have a horse track in the local area or even a dog track. I mean, that
well,
would be pretty wild.
The steeplechase, the Queen's Cup, is that what it's called? The
where's that happening?
They do it here every year.
But like I'm somewhere talking, I'm okay. So see here in my mind, I'm jumping to Kentucky Derby level.
Yeah.
Like we need full fledged. I'm talking debutante hats.
Oh, they do that at the Queen's Cup. They do the hats.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
The seersucker suits, the hats.
That's why I want to go.
Horse.
I want to go for the experience.
It's more
there.
About the experience culture. There than yes. actually watching the horse run.
I would never be able to pick whether or not a horse is good or not.
Like there's having money and there's having horse money.
The Saudis got some horse money. They're in the game right deep right now, aren't
they? They got oil, and then there's oil money.
Well, that's a way different level of money.
That is a totally different level. But yeah.
Is NVIDIA money even higher than oil and horse money now?
Which one?
NVIDIA.
What is that?
It certainly is up there. I think they have.
It's a micro.
I think they've gone up 40% in the last.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Week.
But it's not, well, it's not really they don't produce the chips. This was the thing I learned from Joshua Dobie.
Okay.
They just have the knowledge of what goes on the little mini. So, like, this computer has a bunch of little chips in it. Mm-hmm. Right? They make that. So, that's the new
go
oil.
Back and check out Dollars and Cents wherever you, however you intake
there you
your,
go. I'll have to watch that this afternoon. Get, your, get caught up on my knowledge.
So, you have no issue with horse racing, dog racing,
no,
anything of the sort?
I think that'd be fun. I'd love to go.
Wouldn't that be fun to
it
go see?
It would be fun to go see. Like, yeah, I'm not betting on it because I don't know anything. I'm like, oh, that horse looks fast.
Well, you'll go and you will.
I will bet.
Yeah, you will throw
I just
down.
Don't care.
I'll throw $1 down
I'm
on
betting
a 21.
For fun. Yeah, I'm betting just to have fun. Not sure. I'm not trying to like fund my retirement with it or
no,
anything.
No, I'm not or go broke.
Yeah, like, either one. Yeah. Lose my house.
Dr. Fredson, do I don't think it's greyhounds. What's the one that gosh, and I'm forgetting our friend's name who
Weimaraners?
Came to, yeah, Weimaraners. There we go. I think he's into Weimaraners.
Beautiful dogs.
Like
those race too?
Like what's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? Our friend listener who came to the dog show. You know who I'm talking. You know.
I know he's got Weimaraners.
He's got Weimaraners. Why am I blanking right now? And I've seen and watch if he calls, I'm gonna get an earful from him too. You forgot my name. That's what's gonna happen.
That's how he's gonna
That's
say it.
That's what's gonna happen. And I was like, no, I didn't. I'm thinking of horses right now.
Yeah.
Not Weimaraners.
Yeah, horses on the mind, on the brain.
Sheesh. I'm gonna shout it out. The moment I remember it and comes in my brain, I'm going to shout the name out. So no matter where we're at, and I'm gonna apologize to Elizabeth in advance, whoever's in here, the moment that it happens. I'm going to just shout it.
Okay.
And now I've lost. But Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul. That's going to be a big old purse, big old to do. I'm assuming it's going to be in Vegas, right? Like there's no really.
It's got to be in Vegas. Where else would it be? Unless it's going to be in another country or something. Dubai. Put it in Dubai.
Yeah, boxing is a really crazy environment.
Well, hold on. Like now there's a quote. There's actually a quote. I don't know if it's going to be in Vegas unless it's at the stadium in Vegas. But here's the quote. I think Jake Paul said this. Now, less than 4 years later, I'm stepping up to face Mike Tyson to see if I have what it takes to beat one of boxing's most notorious fighters and biggest icons. Within just 2.5 years of founding MVP, I'm assuming that's his company, we're about to produce the biggest fight in history, a fight in the biggest NFL stadium in the U.S.,
Ooh.
Broadcast live on the biggest streaming platform in the world. So Ooh. There's more to this. Obviously, that I don't know about, that is
right.
Clear details are already existing that I'm just making up. More just introducing you to the concept, if in case I wasn't the last to know, Mike Tyson is going to be fighting Jake Paul, and it's going to be about. So I would actually, I might pay-per-view for that one.
It's on the biggest streaming platform in the world. Which one would that be, Netflix?
Twitter. Oh, no, it does say Netflix.
Streaming.
I take it back. It's in the first line. July 20th, AT&T Stadium in Texas on Netflix.
Oh, Cowboy Stadium.
So Netflix taking a shot at live streaming again.
Oh, man. I'm nervous for them.
Just
They do okay. They did the SAG Awards. That was an easy one.
And then they messed up on Love is Blind.
They messed up on Love is Blind. They did the SAG Awards. They're going to try to do, is it tennis or something soon?
Oh, yeah, tennis. Nadal.
Yeah.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18 on this Friday. Hillbilly, that's who it is. Hillbilly, short hair Weimaraners. I don't even know if there's long hair Weimaraners, but he definitely sells them beautiful Weimaraners. Shout out to Hillbilly. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Hope he's doing well. And William, thanks to William too for calling in. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. It's Friday, so if you're not heading home by 2 p.m. this afternoon, you might as well just pitch
stay where
for
you
the
are.
Weekend. Jeff, how are the streets looking this morning, though?
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound, when you hit in the Huntersville area, there's a little bit of slowdown, not too bad. When you get 77 south around Brookshire Freeway in Charlotte, there's some heavy congestion, but traffic is moving. 77 northbound, a little bit of congestion up around Billiard Road exit 23. Besides that, everything seems to be flowing. The secondary roads in Statesville, Boardsville, I haven't heard of any problems, no accidents, so good Friday.
Yesterday, Jeff, the fog was pretty heavy. How's it out there with the weather conditions today?
The roads are dry. You can see again, so it's pretty good.
Excellent, Jeff. We appreciate you, sir. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the Mexican food this weekend, right? That's what you said your missus is cooking up for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Jeff.
RideICats.com,
alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. And today they go to Hickory. So only $1 each way picked up from your doorstep, driven to Hickory, get driven home $1 each way. Not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal. Normally we would have Joe Berg on at 8:30. We're going to push him to 8:45 today. So, Joe, if you're on your way to Studio A, just heads up on that. We'll bring
hold your horses.
Because Elizabeth from Nina's Boutique is going to be here at 8:30.
That's right.
Again, today we're focused on our Teacher of the Month giveaway contest. So if you're a teacher, you know a teacher, it's got to be an actual teacher.
Has to be a teacher in the Lake Norman area.
In the Lake Norman,
but
not
that includes,
from Saskatchewan.
Right. But
do you know where Saskatchewan is?
No, no clue.
Canada.
Bueller.
Mecklenburg County.
Iredell
County.
That's a county. Lincoln?
Bueller.
Lincoln County.
Catawba?
Catawba County, yeah, even Catawba County.
Can we do Lake Norman adjacent to Cabarrus? Or
so I would consider Cabarrus.
Okay.
I will consider it. Sometimes Concord includes himself in the Lake Norman
Davie
area.
Davie County?
No, not Davie. Sorry.
Bueller?
We got to give Davie County some love.
Okay. I love them.
Lake Norman adjacent.
Yeah.
You'll consider Lake Norman
I'll consider
adjacent.
Them. I'll okay. consider them, but...
Let's get them registered and see what happens.
We'll see what happens, yeah.
Because as of right now, you're going to get a $50 Nina's Boutique gift certificate as well as a gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson.
And this is not just a one-month contest.
Oh, no. This is going to be every month.
Every single month.
This is going to be every single month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people have to register again?
Each month?
Each month.
Oh. I don't know.
You're the rule maker today, so I'm asking you. You're the teacher right now. So
I think
I'm,
we'll just consider all the nominations that come
we'll
in every
going.
Single month. Yeah,
build
we'll just,
the list.
We'll just keep coming in. Yeah, and we'll be adding more prizes, more sponsors as we go along. So, yeah, prizes could change, too.
I have an idea. I'm going to go out and try to get some of these golf courses to join in on this. So bringing some of these golfers here on this game, too. I'm just saying.
Get around the golf.
You know, the 19th tee used to be in Langtree. They're opening up in downtown Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another virtual golf spot. So plenty of opportunity because, you know, sometimes it's also about time, right? Teachers spend a lot of time doing the work that they do at the schools. And then so they just want like a little rest and relaxation of different non-school related things. So good opportunity to show some love.
Do you have a favorite teacher that was your, not Demi, but like one of your teachers that you have? You have a favorite teacher from growing up?
There are teachers that I mean, I don't want to say no. I definitely have teachers that like I really enjoyed. It's hard to say like pinpoint one exact teacher.
Yeah.
If you were going to say no.
No.
What?
It's not that I, and that's why I wanted to clarify. It's not that it's a no to say favorite teacher. I definitely recall several. So let me go through a couple of them.
Okay.
We had kindergarten and first grade. I went to Lebanon Elementary. Shout out to CMS. Lebanon Elementary, kindergarten and first grade. Miss Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Had Miss Jenkins for 2 years. She was
great.
Things that were done in school back then are not allowed to be done anymore. I'll just say that. But she kept the kids in line.
Okay.
We'll just be very clear about that. You just can't do these things anymore. Then I go to second grade, ended up at Mallard Creek Elementary. Don't recall that year of my life very much. Have one distant memory of sitting in the cafeteria, not happy about something. And for some reason, there's like a screenshot of Jeopardy in my mind next to that. Don't know why or how that's related, but that's where I'm at there. Third grade through fifth grade, went to Moorhead Elementary off of Harris Boulevard, IBM Drive. It was a magnet school.
Mm-hmm.
Some great teachers there. Miss Acuesto was her name. I think she teaches, at least she did, probably 7-8 years ago, ran into her again randomly. She was teaching at Torrance Creek Elementary right here, off of Ransom
Road.
That's
where Katie went.
Okay. So she was teaching there, Miss Acuesto.
That name sounds familiar from Torrance Creek.
Whoa, don't be finding her. She knows things. Don't be finding her and asking her questions. Sixth grade, went to JM Alexander, worst year of my life. It was going through my growth spurt, you know, so I was really like Oompa Loompa awkward.
Everybody hates middle school.
Sixth grade.
Shout out to those middle school teachers. That is rough work.
It's also the year where I was driving my little gas scooter, you know, because back in the day they had those. That was like really popular. You stand on. It was like a gas powered one. And I was towing a buddy who had a skateboard. It went under the back tire. I flipped over a big old scab on my face for the half of sixth grade. Also got the flu that year and was required to go back to school the first day on 9/11 as everyone else is getting to leave. It was a bad year. It was a bad
middle
year.
School stuff for everybody, but it sounds like you had an
really
especially
a bad year for America. Yeah. You know, so I fell into that category. Seventh, eighth grade, Bradley Middle School. Shout out to the
Mavericks
JV Middle School football team, basically which you can call Congress right now. Is what that was. Ninth grade through 12th grade. Shout out to Hopewell High School. What that has to do with the actual teachers in my life, I'm just really, again, my life is, there's moments I love. Shout out to Miss Nichols, the principal. I will tell the story. I teased before, and I've told the story before. The time I brought a gun to middle school.
Yes, you have told that story.
Yeah, no, that makes people cringe right there when I say it like that. It wasn't a real
gun.
It
wasn't a real gun.
It was a little mini laser pointer in the shape of a gun. Mm-hmm. So that was like in the beginning of seventh grade. I brought it. I got it taken from me. Rightly so.
Right.
You should not bring that to school. Correct. Let's be very clear. But then Miss Nichols, like the day before eighth grade graduation, calls me into her office like, oh, I thought I made it out. I was so close. Please tell me I'm going to high school. I can't do another year of this. And she slides this little envelope across the table, and what was in it was the gun. She returned my firearm.
That was very sweet of her.
She gave me my gun back.
That's very sweet of her.
It was very sweet.
I
she
would
didn't
nominate
have to
her.
Do that.
Is she still working there?
I don't know. I would nominate her.
Yeah, she's great. My favorite teacher was Miss Hamrick.
Miss Hamrick?
She was my first grade teacher.
Hmm.
And I was a very shy kid. Very shy kid. Come from a big family, we know. And the first, I would say, elementary school, I just like kept kind of quiet because I didn't know where I fit in and all this kind of stuff. And she just helped break me out of my shell. And she noticed the things that were good about me, Miss Rhonda Hamrick. And then she actually worked at Katie's. So when we still lived in Shelby, because we moved here when Katie was in third grade. She actually worked at Katie's school. She was not Katie's teacher, but she worked at her school. And so it was a real full circle moment that I could just say like, oh, you looked after me. Now you're looking after my kid. It's just very sweet. So I'd see her in the school pickup line every day. And I just...
Do you still talk at all?
Yeah. We're friends on Facebook. We still talk. Yeah.
She invites
me to come to her, hang out on her porch. She's retired now. But yeah, she was friends with my mom too, because my mom worked in that same school system. So...
Hey, shout out to the teachers. The retirement game for teachers actually is pretty nice. That is one thing to keep your head up and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
The pension game for the teachers is pretty good.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So I just
nothing to do with the best teachers.
I love Miss Hamrick.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that name sounds familiar. I wonder if I had a Miss Hamrick.
There's a lot
ever.
Of Miss Hamricks out there.
Is that a popular name?
Well, in Shelby, the Hamricks, yeah, they kind of
that's a big name.
They run it. Yeah.
Oh, they run Shelby.
They run the town.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah. Here, there's a couple names.
They're the real
popular.
Reason why the casino got approved. Huh? Is that what you're saying up there in Kings Mountain area?
Yeah,
huh?
Cleveland County, the Hamricks are running things. But
had to get
permission. I just really, really loved her. And she she said that my mom was a mentor to her, and then she was very impactful in my life. And so it was just a really
multi-generational. Yeah. Lineup. And then Katie. Three generations
and then Katie
deep.
Had her too. So yeah. She's
Does Ms. Hamrick have a daughter who's a teacher?
I don't think her daughters are teachers. She has two daughters, but I don't think they're teachers.
Well, I think that she should be required to be a teacher just to keep this whole generation thing going.
Yeah, well, in that case, I should be one too, and that's not happening.
Yeah, why not?
No,
I you don't change
not.
Careers.
No.
Which grade would you teach? Would you if you had gosh. If you picked an effort to a teach
a grade?
If I had
to teach, oh my goodness, probably the littles. Like Rob and I used to teach first grade Sunday school, and I loved doing that. Like
the booger eaters.
Well, I mean, they're just so sweet and innocent.
They're all booger eaters.
Seriously. Even adults. All the way into high school.
Where do you think they learn it from?
I love the littles, like first grade, second grade, when they're just innocent and they just say whatever comes to their mind too. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, not me.
No?
I couldn't teach that.
What grade would you teach in high school?
I did like a short stint of assisting teaching high school. We did that as part of law school with a whole program. And then I taught collegiate level a little bit. It would have to be collegiate level. There's too much emotion, too much, like, and I say things, believe it or not, and no, I'm very reserved here. I'm very reserved here. I know you know
don't
that.
Say everything that comes right into your brain.
The things that I say as the classroom leader don't get any more politically correct. Mm. And actually, it goes the reverse, because I feel like it's the opportunity of when you're in the space where it's all right now seems to be about political correctness. Just unleash. Mm. Just go down the path.
When you're
of,
teaching?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just say whatever you want to say.
It's not whatever I want to say. It's what I truly believe to be some realness.
Gotcha.
So, hey, another entry came in for the WSSC
Man,
Teacher of the Month.
You guys better get on it.
Yeah, there's quite a few popping in. And that's great, because we're going to pick a winner. So at the end of March, we will have the
end
first
of this month, we'll
winner,
have our first winner
drawn.
Yeah.
A $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Shout out to Elizabeth, who is going to be here soon. And then she's here. And then shout out to Jasmine of Brighter Smiles of Davidson for the gentle whitening treatment. That's what you get on this first round. Maybe we'll have even another prize by the end. I don't know. It's free to enter. WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram, WSICnews.com. Just click Teacher of the Month, fill out the form.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:33 on this Friday, a good one I hope you are having. See, that was kind of like a Yoda move right
that
there.
Was
Did
great.
You see that?
Yeah.
That was great. We're hanging out now with Elizabeth of Nina's Boutique. You came back.
Yes, thanks for coming back.
I love
back.
The torture.
So Nina's Boutique is one of the presenting sponsors of WSIC's Teacher of the Month. So why support teachers? What's your thought on teachers?
So teachers are my jam. They have been for a really long time, been in this industry years, and a lot of my clothing was geared towards basics that are affordable but really good quality. I have three kids. I have a sixth grader, a seventh grader, and a ninth grader at Bailey Huff, and we went to Cornelius Elementary. And so I know a lot of the teachers in the area, and I know how hard they work. It's always been my thing. I think I should have been a teacher when I do stuff at the school.
We were
like,
just talking about Mamie changing careers.
No, I'm not meant to be a teacher.
When I do stuff at the schools, the kids are like, you should have been a teacher. I'm like, I don't really like you.
But you can be honest with
but
the kids.
But you do love the teachers. You do love the teachers.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. All right. Nina's Boutique, located in downtown Cornelius. Now, in addition to supporting the teachers, which will be a $50 gift certificate each month for the winner, you got an event coming up next weekend. You're
we
big on this event game. You got this down.
Yeah. I like to throw a party.
You're a good
these
party
are a
thrower.
Great party too. It's not it's not just like she throws these events. These are next level.
Yeah.
As he saw the videos that I did at your Valentine's Day
you
event.
Did.
He was like,
was great.
Okay, you said it was big, but like it's an event.
I didn't know it was gonna be like a whole thing.
It's
like,
a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
We probably had 200, 300 people like in the course of the day. was awesome. I want it to be community driven. Like, antiquity is beautiful and everybody walks the greenways. So it's nice when you have an event because people are like, oh, what's going on over there? You know, that's good for me.
Well, and this event is tied to St. Paddy's Day, which is already next Sunday, by the way, which is wild to think about. We're already coming mid-March, already here.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Shenanigans and Shamrocks happening Sunday, March 17th, noon to 6 p.m., downtown Cornelius, right near Nina's Boutique. All right, so it's a block party style? What's going on?
So I wouldn't normally do it on a holiday. It just fell that way for March. But downtown Cornelius is a super vibe. We've got a social district, we've got Figs, we've got Old Town Public House. They're all doing a huge block party all day Saturday and all day Sunday with live bands, a marketplace, drink specials, like all the things. So a lot of people, when they come into downtown Cornelius, I love when they park like on the end cap, like I'm essentially the end cap antiquity. Mm-hmm. So they can park by me, they can pop in, grab a drink, listen to the DJ. Walk around.
Oh, you welcome people to park near you because some people don't like the people parking near them, but
I want them parking. Okay. I came from Burkdale where there was a lot of foot traffic. Yeah. I need people on the sidewalk. I need people to know I'm in antiquity.
Ooh.
You know, so bring me the people.
Yeah, so pop in, have a drink.
Right.
You are, have a snack.
Yes.
Is Figgy going to be there?
Oh.
You know, I don't know if she's going to be parked out front, but she will probably be there. She was just shopping yesterday. She's the cutest
Michelle,
ever.
Michelle will be there. I don't know if Figgy
she'll
be
there.
With her.
I'm not sure if she's booked for something else spring. She's really busy in the spring because her car is so beautiful, especially with all the florals on it.
Well, your shop is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
What's the new trend going on since last time I saw you? What's popping off in the store for you?
I went to market twice since I saw you. Twice. And I bought all kinds of skirts, lots of like very romantic fashion, but like where you can take a skirt and throw a Led Zeppelin t-shirt on and some Converse and have it look adorable that way. Or you're taking that same skirt and you're wearing it over a bathing suit, you know, going into Hello Sailor. Like Lake Ready.
We're coming up on that.
Yeah. And the whole store is spring forward. Like we opened 50 boxes of inventory last week. 50 boxes.
Yeah.
Are you of the belief, and this is just a trend I saw on the internet, so it's probably true, but it might not be, that only pastels are allowed in springtime?
Oh,
or
no.
How does that work?
There are a few certain colors. Like, I don't sell a lot of burgundy. That's not probably my favorite color to begin with, even though my kids go to Bailey and it's burgundy, but like, it's just not my jam. That color leans winter. Like, it looks like winter. It's probably not going to be in the store in March, but I like color, and I have a whole neutral palette too. Neutral, the aesthetic is like,
it's not going
away. People like white year round now, which I embrace because, you know, I don't want to put away my white jeans. I'll throw a little sweater with them instead. You know, I'm like, wear what makes you feel happy.
So wait, you can solve this. So I thought it was Labor Day. You're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
Used to be, but no.
So I can wear my seersucker suit all year?
Yes. And it's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
I love
Tell
that.
Mamie that. Now Mamie knows it's encouraged.
Mamie's like, I'm making the rules here sometimes. Don't do it, Elizabeth. We won't ask you back on the show.
I do love all the florals for spring, though.
Literally, you walk in the store and it's, you can walk in the store once a week and it's going to look completely different. Mm. Like, Mamie won't come in for a day. No, I'm just kidding. Like, a week. And she'll come in and be like, Elizabeth, what happened to the store? Like, it's totally different.
Yeah.
And it is, because I'll come in and just wreck the whole store and tear it all apart and put it all back together.
That's got to be just part of the process for you, because you've done that a few times, I would imagine, now, and it works, clearly.
It works. Yeah. Mm. Sure does.
And if you don't know what to get, She'll help you come up with an outfit.
Yeah.
She'll help you pick an outfit for your significant other too,
Love
if you're
that.
Doing that.
Love
but one
that.
Of the things
yeah,
we were
where
talking
have you been?
Hanging out with Mamie. This is it. This
so
is they don't let me you think they let me leave this room? You know when you leave, like I have like this shock collar that buzzes at the threshold. You know that, right?
Is that true, Bill?
It's definitely true. All right, one thing you mentioned and we talked about it earlier, the Teacher of the Month contest. Again, presented by Nina's Boutique and Brighter Smiles at Davidson. It's not just for lady teachers.
Okay, so we want to make that very clear because my son Giuseppe's favorite teacher is his AP World History teacher, Mr. Walker. My son Max, his teacher, his like fave teacher is Mr. Dyer at Bailey. They, of course, you know, if their wives are like, I am getting that gift certificate, you know, sure. Like, I'm divorcing you, then so be it. But I am so happy to, I'll go to Willowwood Coffee and get a $50 gift card. I'll go to Ace Hardware. I'll go somewhere local. I'm probably not going to go somewhere that's not like small business to get you a gift card, but I'll pay for the gift card. You reach out to me and you say, you know what? Ladies clothing is not my jam right now, you know. So, but, you know, I love a good coffee or I need an oil change. It doesn't matter to me. I'm happy to support.
You are a unique anomaly as an entrepreneur in the local community. You know that, right? Like most businesses, yeah. Like, I'm not going to, so you want me to go sub out gift cards?
Yeah. I mean, we do a giveaway with every event. Like yeah. We'll launch the giveaway on Sunday and I'm really bad about asking for anything. Ask anybody. So I'll go out and I'll just grab a few gift cards and like add it to the giveaway.
Throw it on in there.
And support those businesses and literally tag them in my social media. And I paid for those gift cards,
right?
You know, but it's a win-win for everybody.
The WSIC Teacher of the Month contest presented by Nina's Boutique and Brighter Smiles at Davidson, WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram page. You're probably going to see Nina's Boutique Instagram page as well, sharing this stuff around. And WSICnews.com, you can go there. The sign-up form is very easy. It's free to do. Nominate the teacher in your life. You talked about the spring clothing lines. So the colors are your favorite part of this upcoming season? Is that really what you're leaning into?
I love the florals and the colors.
Do you change
whole
decor of the store?
The whole store's
really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
from
like
head to toe?
Do you just like board up the windows for like 24 hours and then
no,
it emerges?
We usually pop a bottle of Prosecco on a Friday night and Bettany and I put on some Kanye West gangster rap.
Oh my
and
God.
That's the party I want to go to.
Where's the invite on that
one? That's what I'm saying. I'm showing up for that one.
Take everything down. Everything.
The whole thing.
Change the whole thing. Yeah.
So then for the upcoming event next weekend,
yes.
Give us again a recap. What's the flow? What should people expect?
So we'll
shenanigans and shamrocks.
We'll have our live DJ, Khadijah. She's lovely. She's been our house DJ.
She was at the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. She's been our house DJ for about 3 years now. Confetti Castle will be rocking the balloons.
Ooh.
There will be a special new thing that she's added to her business. Ooh. That she's launching at the store. So that's a surprise. And there'll be food. I think I'm going to make like a shepherd's pie dip and maybe some corned beef sliders.
Like you're going to make it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know she's got a kitchen in the store.
No, yeah. Yeah. I feed
Why
everyone.
Why have we?
You
what?
Should see my FedEx guy comes in every single day, goes right back to the kitchen. He's like, hey. Grab yourself a sandwich.
Hey, Joe.
Like, his name's Josh.
Oh, hey, Josh. There you go. Nice. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, again
thank
for the support.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to all the teachers out there, because that's really who we're saying thank you to, are all of the teachers who, when I drop my kids off for 14 hours in the day and they take care of it, and they come out smarter. And it's amazing that ability
because
to do
that. Because
it
definitely wasn't genetic.
No. And I would just leave them on the curb. And so we definitely can't do that. So again, thank you to the teachers. WSIC News, LKN Memes, Instagram, WSICnews.com. You can sign up for the Teacher of the Month giveaway contest. And you win a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Elizabeth's over here talking about that if you're a dude and you don't want the Nina's, she'll even work with you on that. But, you know, happy wife, happy life,
that's
you know,
right.
In the house.
That's
you might
right.
just want to pass that one on. Take the Brighter Smiles, what teeth whitening. And I'm going to try to find some golf or something else like that. We're going to find some dude stuff to mix,
in
see, mix and
see
mingle some
do.
Of this stuff in here.
Sure.
All right. Thank you again, Elizabeth.
All right.
Appreciate
thank
you
so much.
All right. Good morning, family. We got Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, coming up next.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Friday to you. Thank you again to Elizabeth of Nina's Boutique and Jasmine of Brighter Smiles of Davidson. Nina's Boutique and Brighter Smiles of Davidson presenting the WSIC Teacher of the Month. You can register WSIC News, LKN Memes, Instagram. The links are there in the bios. WSICnews.com. Click Teacher of the Month. Free form. Submit. $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Sounds like something else, too, going on there. And then also a gentle teeth whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles. Let's switch now. We've done our NASCAR 101. We did kind of NASCAR 202. Yeah. Maybe there's a 303 course. Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director.
Let's go racing, boys!
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine on this Friday. How are you?
Doing well, sir. All right. Do we have any racing things to discuss as part of sports right now?
As in a 301 class or
anything at all?
Yeah.
Anything at all. Well, you know, we could talk about the race coming up on Sunday.
There's a race this Sunday?
There is a race this Sunday. The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Phoenix. Now, this is a big race because the championship in November comes back to Phoenix. So teams are going to be using this race to kind of test their packages, see how everything works, because if they make it to the Final Four in November, they're going to be competing for a championship. They want to make sure their cars are ready to go.
Can you describe for us what goes into a package?
Well, so it changes with every track. So what we saw early in the year at Daytona and Talladega, they have one set of rules that your car has to be. The spoiler is a little bigger. That's the thing that sticks off the trunk of the car. The
dingle flap.
Right. They don't run restrictor plates on the engine anymore. They run tapered spacers there. So that kind of restricts the engines a little bit. When you get to short track racing, they don't restrict the engines. The spoiler is a little shorter. And now they have actually made another rule change where the rear diffuser is not as affected. So they take downforce away from the car. That way the drivers have to manhandle the car a little bit more than what they're used to.
A little more skills got to go into it. A
little bit. And that's kind of what that's what I have been wanting, is less downforce in the car. That way it's harder to drive, but
takes more skill. All right. Phoenix this weekend. I did see a post and I retweeted it. It was either late last night or early this morning. The time when Jeff Gordon, I believe, tied Dale Sr. on wins, I believe. Was that just cup wins, race wins, or was that actual championships?
That was just NASCAR Cup Series wins.
Okay. Well, that was a cool moment to see that when that went down. And then Gordon takes the Dale flag and drives around the track celebrating Sr. With it, too. So it was a pretty cool moment.
It was. And now as we move farther and farther past the Dale Earnhardt, Dale Jr., Jeff Gordon era of NASCAR, I was listening.
Bring it back.
I agree. I was listening to Dale Jr.'s podcast not long ago, and he had Ray Evernham on. Ray Evernham was the crew chief for Jeff Gordon early in his career. And he was telling Dale Jr. that even though Earnhardt drove for RCR and Hendrick had Gordon, the 24 and the 3 still had an alliance. Like, Evernham would talk to the crew chief of the 3 and come up with strategy plans together. So as much as the fans would get at each other, those two had an alliance on the track, which I thought was a pretty cool story.
People hated Jeff Gordon.
Yes, they
did. Why did they hate Jeff Gordon?
It was an interesting time. His first car was a rainbow, so that had some
Skittles
to do with it.
I like Skittles.
DuPont?
It was the DuPont
Lucky
call.
Charms?
One of them.
It was the Rainbow Warrior.
Fruity Pebbles.
That was the name of it. And people didn't like him.
Yeah, they hated him. All right, so racing this weekend, Phoenix. Are we still leaning into, I will always want to say you're going to go with Martin Truex Jr., but I know it's not him that you picked.
Kyle Busch.
How you feeling about him still?
I feel good. He had a rough race at Las Vegas, but bouncing back is going to be easy. RCR is actually looking pretty good right now. Austin Dillon had a good race at Las Vegas, which is a major surprise, so I expect him to bounce back.
Okay, besides racing, which we can always come back to, love our racing fam, what else is going on in the world of sports this weekend that's got your eye?
Well, today is we're going to start off with the most important thing happening today, and that is high school playoff basketball.
Ooh.
Lake Norman has moved on to the fourth round. Today they take on Chambers at 7 o'clock. Chambers High School down in Charlotte. But Lake Norman will be home. If they get past Chambers, they go to the state championship final four. They just got to win two more after that. The women's side of things, Lake Norman is also the two seed there on the women's bracket. So they also have a chance to go to the final four.
Mm.
Also, the second most important thing going on today is the NHL trade deadline. Now, I have been saying this all week. The NHL trade deadline is more entertaining than the MLB, NFL, and NBA deadlines put together. Before we got to today, there were a ton of trades during the week. Carolina, the Hurricanes have been extremely active, and last night they put their finger right on, they made their mark on this trade deadline. They traded with the Pittsburgh Penguins late last night for Jake Guentzel, who is a very good winger, and all it cost them was three prospects, one NHL player, and two picks, which is a lot. But Jake Guentzel is a player that has over 1 point per game, which is extremely good in the NHL, and he is a playoff performer. He was one of the highest-touted guys coming out of this trade deadline as somebody that you need to target. The Hurricanes get him. They get scoring. They get a playoff player. They get a good locker room guy. I mean, they hit a home run with this one.
Now, you told me before that they don't need no slingers. They need a goalie. Did they get a goalie?
So they did kind of get a goalie. Freddie Anderson was activated off the injured list. He has not played since early November. Now, with him coming back and playing last night, actually, he did play, the Hurricanes had to send down a goaltender to the AHL, and that ended up being Antti Raanta. So right now the Hurricanes are rocking with Anderson and Kochekov as their goaltenders. There's really no room for another one now, so I fully expect them to stay where they are, maybe trade for one more depth piece during the year. Right here, 3 o'clock is the deadline today, so they have until 3 o'clock to get something figured out. But Anderson, in his first game back, he got a 4-1 win, so maybe they're all good on goaltending now.
I'm pro bringing the presence of the Carolina Hurricanes more to the Lake Norman Charlotte area.
I agree. I don't understand why, like, they're the one professional team that actually wins and nobody in Charlotte.
Physical presence makes a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a big deal.
You do say that they're the only one that wins, but about 2016, 2017, right before they turned this corner to have the core team that they have, which is a really good team.
People were ready to slice them.
People were ready for the Hurricanes to leave Raleigh. I mean, there were
should have came to Charlotte.
Yeah.
No, they were going to leave the state of North Carolina. There were talks of the Hurricanes leaving and leaving no trace that they were even here. But in the middle of that, they started to get better. They made the playoffs, and now they're on a roll with the core of this team. They haven't missed the playoffs in a few years, and they made it to a conference championship. But they haven't been able to get over the edge. The last two times they played in the conference finals were against Boston and Florida. They got swept both times. So they are 0-8 in this run in the conference finals. So we'll see what happens.
Before we move on to the Charlotte Hornets and then wrap things up, the young kid from that's playing on the Rangers, the brawler, what's your take on him?
Rempe? Oh, man, he is bringing old school hockey back. I don't know if anybody saw the highlight of him fighting with Ryan Reeves, who is one of the most prolific fighters in the NHL, but that was a bloody fight, and it is entertaining. I don't know if you've ever been to a hockey game, it's a lot better than watching it on TV because you can see everything that's happening, and when you just see two guys drop their gloves and start hitting each other in the middle of a hockey game, it gets
there's something about
it. It's awesome.
All right. Excuse me. Charlotte Hornets. Mathematically, we still got a chance to clinch in the playoffs, right?
I think mathematically they're officially out. They've lost 5 consecutive games. They are 14 games back. It's not looking pretty. I mean, they weren't supposed to be winning at this point. They traded their better players away. Scary Terry, obviously, earlier in the year, he was gone. And then they got rid of some of their other players at the deadline. So we're just looking forward to next year at this point. Maybe they get a decent draft pick in the draft lottery. who knows, but they're kind of falling off here.
Joe Berg, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, WSIC sports director. Joe, what's on tap for the show today?
Well, we'll definitely go through the high school playoffs, let you know who's playing in all the 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A conferences. Going to talk about the recap of the trade deadline because we still have a few hours to go on that. Charlotte FC plays tomorrow, so we are going to preview that a little bit and always get the NASCAR talk in as well. And if we have time, we'll get to the NCAA because we are close to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, March Madness, that would be fun to
participate Selection Sunday
with.
Next weekend.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, so Charlotte FC this weekend on WSIC, NASCAR Cup Series this weekend on WSIC. We do carry both of those. And
here
we're
we
not
go, green
stop.
Flag, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Joe, we appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, this weekend also, totally forgot about this, because Monday would have been, spring forward your clocks, because I would have woke up on Monday and be like, whoa, wait a second. Although, wait, it'll be Sunday morning when you wake up, you'll lose the hour of sleep.
Right.
This
right.
is the lose the hour.
Yeah, but I'm not mad about it, because you get more daylight in the evening.
Is that what it is? Did you Google that while we were talking?
No, I just know that you, because it's like probably my second favorite day of the year.
So comparing today to, let's say, Sunday or Monday in spring forward, will it be sunny when we wake up then?
I can't figure that part out.
So if I move the clock forward, but the daylight stays the same. No, it'll be darker.
It'll be dark when we come in again.
Right? It'll be dark. When you spring forward at first, it starts off darker, and then it moves around.
We'll eventually have daylight when we come in again to work.
Yeah, maybe. Have a great weekend. Teacher of the Month, sign up now.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.